This is Michelada Monday, and it's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Hello.
That's the truth.
Man, wow, man, freaked out.
Great sports talk.
I don't crack easy under pressure.
That's the truth.
I don't crack easy under pressure.
For shame. For shame.
Buenos dias.
It's just hard. That's not cool.
That's right, Gloria.
It began with a shattered dream. Everybody, welcome. The Petrus and Money Show is on the air. Simulcasting now live on Instagram, live at Petrus and Money. And of course, AM 570 LA Sports. We are your home.
Take the flannel off.
Of the Los Angeles Dodgers. And we're also live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. If you've missed the first 2 hours of the show today, damn, you have missed a lot. You better make damn sure that you podcast the show on the iHeartRadio app, because Dave confessed that he got coronavirus because he was licking people's leather boots in Texas.
Now, that is not true.
Licking all the brisket, sticking his face in all the bar towels.
Well, I was doing that, but that's not how I got coronavirus.
Straddling the boardwalk in Las Colinas. So David Vasse confessed to coronavirus, and he passed it on to his wife and poor children.
Oh, really make me feel good.
And now he's back, risen from the grave like Lazarus. He's come forth.
That's right.
To host the show with the with
you.
The absent Matt Money Smith and with me. So that happened in the first segment. We still have a college football whip around. Thwack! Thwack! Which will be coming up in the next segment, right, Tim? That is next. Next hour, we will talk to Coach Anthony Lynn. If you're not a Ram type, you might want to just listen to Coach Anthony Lynn. Talk some Chargers with us. In the final hour, we will have some hot stove talk about what's going to happen with all these Dodgers and their future. Justin Turner, Jock Peterson, Dave has got a line on all of that. All of that is in our next hour. But right now, if you want to see what it looks like in the studio, courtesy of BJ's, and we have growlers and chips to prove it, we are on at Petrus and Money on Instagram Live right now, promoting the BJ's home gating packages. So please enjoy those with your family.
And Petros has taken off the grandma smelling flannel and is showing off the gun show right now on Instagram Live. Don't be so humble. Show off the new chiseled body.
Dave, I don't have a new body, Dave.
You do. You have a new body.
I look exactly the same.
You have a new body.
That's not true.
Show it off. Be proud of it. You should be proud of it.
It's also a Modelo Michelada Monday. Orale, Ronnie, on PMS. You know, we love a good Modelo Michelada. And on the Petrus and Money Show, whether we're at home or out catching the coronavirus in Texas like Dave, we like to relax after a long day of work and crack open a beer that's brewed with a fighting spirit. Now, you don't have to do what Dave did, which is crack your Modelo and
share a bottle.
Share it with a local luchador. But maybe just keep it to yourself. And
you know,
enjoy.
I'm still fragile emotionally.
I can understand. That's why you're here. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold. Hashtag Modelo USA. Please drink responsibly. And this is important, even if you're watching on Instagram, the season of giving, and I'm sure you'll see it on all the local news stations tonight. Justin Turner at the Dream Center. That's going on too, Dave.
That's right. Justin Turner on his 36th birthday.
Nice address in the camera. That was good. That's classy, Dave.
Yeah, you know, MLB Network, a little action right there. Justin Turner, 36th birthday, was not receiving. He was giving at the Dream Center today. And we want to remind you that this is our season of giving. AM 570 LA Sports, the Dream Center LA, and the Justin Turner Foundation, obviously, are passing out over 10,000 meals, including 6,000 turkey meals with sides, because you need sides with the turkeys, and over 5,000 hot meals. Thank you for your donations, and there's been a lot, so thank you. and being committed to the community like Justin and Courtney and the rest. You can help
Courtney with
your,
a K.
Yes, exactly. You can help with your donation today at am570lasports.com.
And again, we are on Instagram Live right now, courtesy of BJ's and the home gating packages. You want to eat BJ's food and you're finding it hard, get to BJ's and you can get half off right now. Now, I do want to say we will address this in the next hour, about an hour from now, but is there a feeling of sourness between Justin and the Dodgers?
I don't think so,
Petros. Is there a feeling like, what if Justin Turner doesn't end up to be a Dodger next year? What if he's not a Doyer in 2021? Would then people discuss a sour taste, just like that kombucha girl who drinks a kombucha and she's like, you know? Is there that feeling? Like Bobby Knight when he's doing the game face thing on, remember that? Is there that weird feeling of just a touch of sourness?
If he doesn't resign, maybe a little sour, but it's very early in the process. Very early in the process.
Now, is that planting nefarious seeds?
Yeah. Where are you finding this? Who has reported there is sour vibes?
Am I wrong? Am I wrong to say that there's just a...
There was a lot of talk after the whole COVID
thing.
Talk?
Who? Your friends in Burbank?
World Series?
Hey, we're not just, you know, just because you're with the team doesn't mean we're all idiots on the outside that don't know what's happening.
You can't just say,
we have friends too. We hear things.
Well,
we're smart.
Tell me who your friends are.
Well, that would be giving up the... We're just saying they're rumblings of a... Just a taste of a... Like a lemon head. You ever had a lemon head?
Yes.
Right.
That's a lot of sourness.
Right? Just a little sourness there at the end between Justin Turner at the Dodgers.
I don't think that's the case.
All right. Well, we'll see how it all shakes out.
Right.
But you're the expert. I mean, you're the expert,
Dave. It's not even Thanksgiving, Petros.
Well, let me ask you
something. There could be a lot of time between now and whenever he signs.
Could you move the camera around?
And there could be some sourness, as there usually is in negotiations.
Oh, it's going to exceed.
If they don't go your way.
It is going to be sour. Wait. It is going to be sour. Is that what you just said?
If a player.
We're on Instagram Live, by the way, addressing a camera. If you really want a flavor for this, you can watch it while you're driving. Just don't blame us when you die.
Any player that has said he wants to be with one team and has done on and off the field what Justin Turner has done the last 6 years, and he doesn't re-sign with that team, I'm sure it wasn't perfect. So let's wait to see whether or not he comes back. I am confident that he will be back in a Dodger uniform because I don't see him, if it's close, choosing a team like the Blue Jays over the Dodgers.
Well, we'll talk about it a little bit more. Don't spoil it all. But, you know, you do a lot of events with Justin Turner, social Matt, behind the camera. Sourness?
Was he sour today at the Dream Center?
Were you out there?
He was not sour. He said he was not sour.
A little bit of sourness? I'm just wondering if there's a little sour.
He just said he was not sour.
Okay.
Was Courtney with a K sour today,
I think it's
Matt?
A fair question.
No.
I think it's a fair question to ask.
And we just answered it.
Given the circumstances.
I don't know where you're coming up with
I think
this.
It's a fair question to ask.
I mean, stop hanging out at wherever. What's it called? Don Cuco with Cates and his buddies.
Actually,
hey,
who told
Alan
me?
Frank.
Hey.
Perry Manassian told me it was sour.
Yeah. Hey,
don't bring in Don Cuco.
By the way, Perry Manassian did not hire a great guy.
Who?
For one of his assistant GMs. I'm not mentioning his name.
We were trying to get Perry Manassian on today.
Yeah, well, he made his first mistake today.
Now, I do
who
have
did?
One more
tell
question.
His name.
It's out there in the public. I'm not repeating it. I'm not giving him the satisfaction of hearing his name.
Real quick, as we are on Instagram Live, courtesy of BJ's and the home gating package, one thing I do want to say is Dave got like a buckshot in his head. Like, you got shot with a shotgun at Deep Ellum or something when you were covering the Dodgers. What is that? Look at the side of Dave. Have you noticed that, Cates?
No.
On the side of Dave's head, between his eye and his ear, on his left side, there's like a buckshot. Yeah. Like he took like he was trying to, like the Mexican army got him when he was defending the Alamo down there.
When Mahomes threw that touchdown pass to Kelsey, I just popped a zit last night on Sunday Night Football.
Well, you know that was too much time.
I just like, this was upsetting.
Too much time.
Pop,
did you really
double
pop?
Double pop.
Really?
Yeah.
So you not hit.
It's been there, coincidentally, since the first day of symptoms of COVID-19. So I feel like my immune
COVID
system.
Hit?
Yeah, I feel like it was. But don't worry, it's out now.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, you've been tested, but has the pimple?
No. Petros, there's nobody that you want to be around more in these type of times than a person like me who has beaten coronavirus and now has.
Who told you that?
Those, my doctor.
Oh, really?
Scientist, the CDC. It's out there.
Well, that's what the doctor told me.
Instead
he told me about
being,
Justin and the sourness.
Justin was out at the Dream Center handing out turkeys. He's out there with the people.
Oh, he loves the people. I'm just saying about him and the Dodgers. I don't know what's going to happen, Dave. That's all I'm trying to say. It's time for the quick hits, everybody.
The PMS quick hits.
Oh, I forgot if I make a face.
Yeah. Behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I never thought about it before, but that Petros is a really bad guy.
Never crossed my mind.
It's time for the quick hits. The Rams are taking on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. That's the game here. Isn't that what BJ's wants us to do, is break down the football game? God, I couldn't care less about this one. The Bucs, what?
I was going to say, Jared Goff, he's not as good as Derek Carr, right? Everybody got upset with me on Twitter when I said Carr is greater than Goff. If you put Derek Carr on the Rams, I guarantee this offense is going a lot better than what it has been, and it's been inconsistent, and they've been relying on the run game year long.
They need the run game.
They do, but they don't trust Jared Goff.
Well, look.
They don't trust him.
The play caller that Sean McVay is, without the run game, he's not much of a play caller.
But he could use a better quarterback.
That is absolutely true. Goff is nowhere near worth what they gave up for him, and not a first pick in the draft type of quarterback. He's not a terrible quarterback, but he sure as hell ain't the guy that you give up that much for and take number one. The Bucs are a favorite. The Rams are 6-3, one game back of the Seahawks in the NFC West. The Buccaneers are 7-3, one game back of the Saints in the NFC South. Aaron Donald has never sacked Tom Brady in two previous games against him. And that's not because Tom Brady is wildly athletic. That's because Tom Brady gets rid of the ball
very quickly. Hey, by the way, just think of what S-show it would have been tonight at SoFi Stadium if fans were allowed into the stadium. This would have been one of those marquee Lakers. Is it in Tampa Bay?
It's in Tampa, Dave.
I thought it was in SoFi.
Look at the screen, Dave. Look at the screen.
Sorry.
What does that look like? Does that look like the sombrero, or does that look like that big electronic monstrosity?
Last night in Vegas, that would have been a star-studded event in Sin City. Raiders Chiefs.
Oh yeah, would have. Yeah. Been. Oh, you know, Wayne Newton would have been there.
Oh yeah.
The ghost of Danny Gans would have been there. Vinny Favorito would have been there. One of the Siegfrieds or Roys, the one that's still with us, would have been there. It would have been unreal, Alex. Now, the Chargers linebacker Uchenna Nwosu. Let's go, Narbonne. He's going to miss 2 or 3 weeks with a grade 2 AC joint sprain. This is big news, Cates. That's important.
Quick hits.
Joe Burrow blew out his whole knee, ACL, MCL, suffered other structural damage to the joint. God, that's bad.
Tweeted out that news before the team could, saying his season was over. In the middle of the game, from the locker room, tweeted out, "My season's over. See you next year."
Well, yeah, I mean,
before the team could
usually
get that
when they air cast you off the field, you're
right,
probably not coming back out for
usually the
to
team,
eat the turkey on Thanksgiving.
Usually Schefter or Glazer or the team announces that before the player did. So I like that he broke his own news.
What are you, some kind of pro sports reporter or something? What do you think you are? Some kind of freaking guy
like
who's
it.
An insider with a pro team or something?
I like
you. Shut your freaking fat mouth. Multiple members of the Ravens organization have got COVID.
They got COVID. Why are you so apprehensive to say it? Just say that they have it. It's nothing to be ashamed about.
I'll just read it just like it was. Multiple members of the Ravens organization, including players, have tested positive for COVID-19 and have begun self-isolating.
Yes. Nothing to be ashamed about, Petros. It's okay.
I know you were ashamed. Otherwise, you would have called me and told me you had COVID.
No, I don't call to announce it to people. People call me to ask how I'm doing.
Not even your close friends?
Some of them.
The Ravens will prepare virtually for Thursday's game at Pittsburgh, and they will virtually lose.
Yes. Even if, here's a news flash, even if they practiced without COVID, they still would have lost to the Steelers. Book that. Dramatic pause by Petros for Instagram Live.
Two of the four players, Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins, the running backs.
They don't even use Ingram.
They use Dobbins.
Kind of.
That's the guy that Gus Johnson was like, his mother was going to abort him, and she decided to keep the baby. And look at him, a choice of life. And people were like, what are you calling a football game there, Gus? Like, she was going to get rid of the pregnancy of J.K. Dobbins. She calls him her miracle child.
He's just giving background.
I could never, it's like, that's a lot of information there, Gus. A
lot of background.
You know this guy? That's like Trey Wingo on the draft. This guy lost his whole family last week. There they are. There's the pictures of all the dead. Look, he's holding the ashes. Isn't this great? And now he's a first-round pick. Oh, the humanity. Lakers signed Markieff Morris and the Schroeder, Wes Matthews and Gasol. We did a very, very comprehensive basketball segment last hour.
We can recap it right now if you want.
Clippers signed Ibaka and re-signed Patrick Patterson.
I'm surprised you would not give that more behind the scenes.
Oh, Instagram Live.
Yeah, that's right.
My man, you can't do a signal like that. No, I'm rolling the dice. Yeah, you know? Rolling the dice with free agency.
Not rolling it with Serge Ibaka.
No. College football.
Now, rewind a little bit. Give it its proper due.
We did a whole segment.
Please.
It's,
you just want to brush
Thanksgiving.
Off
Thanksgiving. I don't want to talk about NBA free agency.
Well, the NBA is starting right before Christmas this year. You have to adapt.
And how much do people care?
A lot. A lot of people care about Trez joining LeBron and AD, Petros.
Not much.
Toughness.
UCLA takes on Arizona Saturday at 5.
Oh. Big deal.
It's on our air.
Is that a bigger deal than the Clippers?
Actually,
signing
yes.
Signing Serge Ibaka?
Because it's actually on our air.
Right. The Clippers are on our air.
Not on Saturday.
Yeah, well, on a Saturday they will be.
USC's taking on Colorado. We'll talk about those games throughout the week.
Can't wait.
Florida State coach Mike Norvell denied accusations of Clemson coach Dabo Swinney that the Seminoles used Tigers players' positive COVID-19 test as an excuse to duck the freaking Clemson Tigers in Saturday's game. Norvell says the decision was made entirely by medical personnel. Now, Norvell has had some success at Memphis, and as a little coordinator with Todd Graham at Arizona State, I have met with this guy. Creeps me out. Just full disclosure. Norvell, the head coach at Florida State, creeps me out.
So you wouldn't put this past him?
What? I wouldn't put anything past Tallahassee. Or Clemson. Here's Norvell.
Football coaches are not doctors, and some of us might think that that we are, but there's a reason why those advisors and are able to make the decisions. Everyone was excited about the opportunity to go out there and compete, and it's unfortunate that opportunity has now been delayed. But there is a reason that those protocols and the people making that decision have that job and responsibility.
I'm not going to box you. Whatever, Norvell. I mean, it's football. The guys are already there turning their heads into canoes. Get away from me! Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Petros and Money Show in that segment and coupling it with the Instagram Live. How are we doing, Matt, with the viewers?
You're ducking me like Norvell. You want to duck Clemson.
Come on. Don't duck me. We'll be right back on the Petros and Money Show, maybe, if I survive.
Hey, fancy. Oh, your art state. Now, no vacancy.
Wait. Turn it down. FaceTime, chatting up Carlos G45 is the $100 gift certificate winner for BJ's. Enjoy your home gating practice. You got me
fun luck now. This hour of the Petros and Money Show podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Yeah, Blue
it's
Chew.
It's nothing to be ashamed of,
no,
guys.
It's not.
Blue Chew brings you the same FDA-approved active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis. Now in a chewable form, the first ever to do it.
Yeah, it does. And you can even do it with a full stomach and still get the lead you need in your pencil.
Guys, don't be embarrassed. Don't be worried about going to the doctor. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office and be all embarrassed or wait in line at the pharmacy.
Yeah, get over yourself. Who cares? Like, you're the only one that wants to have a real pencil going, you know what I'm saying, brother, with all the lead necessary to do the job?
It ships right to your door in a discreet package. Right now, we got a special deal for the listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. And your first shipment is free when you use the special promo code PMS. Just pay $5 shipping.
To hell with being embarrassed. Scream it from the rooftops. I chew blue with Blue Chew.
BlueChew.com. Promo code PMS. Try it free.
Back to Michelada Mondays on the Petros and Money Show. It's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold. Three, four, five, six.
It is the Petros and Money Show, premium style, with David Vasse today. And it is Modelo Michelada Monday on PMS while we're all at home relaxing after a long day of work. Crack open a beer that's brewed with the fighting spirit, Modelo Especial. It's crisp, clean, and refreshing. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold. Modelo USA, please drink responsibly. And Petros, by the way, I have incorporated Modelo Especial into my my drinking rotation. It's right. It's at the top. Yeah, it's at the top.
Beyond Coors Light?
Yes. My palate during quarantine has expanded.
Well, that's good, Dave. Is there anything else you want to read there for
us? Of course I do, Petros. I'm a man of giving, so I want to let you know as part of our season of giving, AM570 LA Sports, Dream Center LA, and the Justin Turner Foundation are passing out over 10,000 meals, including 6,000 turkey meals with sides and over 5,000 hot meals. Thank you for your donations and being committed to the community. You can help with your donation today at am570lasports.com. And Red Turn 2 was out there today at the Dream Center handing out turkeys, handing out stuffing on his 36th birthday.
And we will talk about what the probability that Justin Turner will remain with the Dodgers is a little bit later in the show. We just did our Instagram Live with BJ's. Thank you to BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse. Check out that home gating, which is a wonderful package that everybody can get involved with. Delicious pieces of food, as Dave would say, feed a family of four or six with family bundles starting at just $44.95. Brought to you by BJ's and home gating. It is the college football whip around, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's waiting for this. Thwackety thwack.
No
you got
comment.
Something to say?
No. It's back, huh? Still around, huh? The whip around.
Yes, Dave. The COVID-ravaged college football season is staggering into rivalry week. But before we recap the USC and UCLA games, let's add a little 2020 perspective here. A year ago, Dave, the only thing in doubt about the college football schedule was waiting for the 6 or 12-day kickoff times. You knew a game was going to happen. You didn't know if they were going to kick it off. When? If there was lightning, you didn't know if they were going to push it like 6 hours. But to cancel a game would be unbelievably unheard of for most situations, hurricanes notwithstanding.
Of course.
But, I mean, the games were always set in stones. The network might juggle some kickoff times. But, man, you couldn't think of the postponing of games or swapping out of an opponent or canceling a game. The thought of that never occurred to anybody in a Power 5 league. But in 2020, weekly COVID options have become as much a part of college football as wearing the uniforms and the helmets and the cleats. I mean, it's really interesting how we're losing games and how things are moving around and how the schools are trying to negotiate and all the different things. I hope it never happens again. But it is interesting watching it happen this year.
I couldn't believe that UCLA and Cal played that game last week. How difficult is that for a college football team that takes a whole week to prepare for an opponent just to flip the script like that?
You just go base. You run a lot of base and you feel it out. You kind of shadow box through the first quarter. And, you know, I mean, if you have an experienced player like DTR, an experienced quarterback, and Garbers is an experienced quarterback, you feel okay. Defensively, how much do you throw in? I don't know. But you're used to preparing against those people every week. So it's not the end of the world. It's just football is so routine, just like any sport is so routine-oriented that you just it's unheard of what they're doing, but people have proven they can do it. Let's talk about those Bruins, Dave.
Yeah.
Thwack! As you used to be, Dave, the pre-half and post-man for the UCLA Bruins.
Yeah, but Carl Durrell and Rick Neuheisel just beat me down, so I pulled the plug.
Cates came back.
Yeah.
I was pretty impressed with the way UCLA played in Eugene. Really impressed. I mean, they're a lot better on the line of scrimmage than they were the last 2 years. Outside of the four turnovers, turning into 28 points, which is what their undoing was at Colorado, the Bruins outplayed the Ducks. A few general thoughts. Last year and a half, whenever I would suggest Chip Kelly giving Chase Griffin a shot, the quarterback, I would get DMs and texts from people telling me, people that are supposed to know, dude, Chip missed on that kid. Not good enough to play. do yourself a favor. Stop talking about him as a serious possibility.
Jeez.
Seriously. Not big enough, not fast enough. And Kate's two of those people who clowned Griffin to me work on the UCLA pregame show with you.
Oh, shocker.
Really? Waino and Matt? Or Josh Lewin?
Well, Matt was the guy that endorsed Ben Olsen, so that should tell you his track record.
Watching the Oregon game, I can say that Chase Griffin played a great game, and he managed the game. And at the end of the first half, that disastrous pick six, Chip Kelly took the blame and admitted afterwards, should have just taken the lead into the locker room. That changed the game. Remember that the Bruins also had four turnovers at Colorado in the opener, and that led to four TDs for the Buffs. So literally, UCLA hangs on to the ball half the time. They're a 3-0 football team, but that's an if, and they haven't been able to do it. But what they have shown on the field is they're much improved.
Do they have an identity now? We've been all waiting for Chip Kelly to give this team some sort of identity.
Looked to me like they had an identity on Saturday.
Well, what is it?
They're tough on defense now.
They're a lot better on the line of scrimmage.
And what about the offense? What's their identity?
I mean, Dimitri Felton had 34 carries.
So that's their identity.
I mean,
defense and run the ball.
And they had big plays thrown down the field. I mean, Chase threw the ball beautifully for the most part.
Isn't that part of the reason why they're more successful this year and more competitive, that they do have an identity, and they might have a better quarterback now?
Well, so far their identity is turning the ball over.
Yeah, but it's not a good one.
Their offensive line is the best offensive line in a decade.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Since my guy Chris Ferris was at UCLA?
That's like,
and Andy Myers?
It's like 25 years ago, Dave.
Christ.
Feels like yesterday.
UCLA should be 3-0. They handed those games to Colorado and Oregon. And a special shout out to both the O-line and D-line, which are improved compared to 2018 and 2019. And the defense as a whole. I'm giving the Bruins a thwack.
So is Vegas, too.
Maybe you should be the guy DMing some of these guys that are mocking you for your quarterback evaluation.
They told me he couldn't play. Bravo to USC for knocking off Utah Saturday night. Talent mismatch won out again. USC played average. Utah played bad. Of course, by reading Clay Helton's postgame notes Sunday, you would have thought USC had just beaten Notre Dame. Instead, the Trojans beat a team that had barely practiced over the last 3 weeks, let alone played a game.
Petros, do you just save your bullet points every week when you talk about USC? Because average seems to be the Clay Helton Trojans.
Well, I mean, look, I'm telling you what happened in the game. Do you want to know what happened in the game?
Yes,
because
I want to know.
Utah did succumb to two major issues.
Teach me about mediocrity.
Well, no one's better at that than me. Well, it's a quarterback play was really bad. Quarterback play was terrible for Utah. And the defense had nine new starters playing their first game versus a team playing its third game that plays a pretty fast offense. And Keaton Slovis had two touchdown passes, two messy turnovers, bad optics. Slovis got strip sacked in the first half, and Utah scooped and scored. Scooped the poop. And he threw a wobbly bobbler, a duck, some might say, that Utah was able to pick off over the middle of the field in the red zone.
So are you endorsing Slovis right now?
I like Slovis.
You're on board with Slovis?
I worry about his protection. Right now, Slovis is either taking a step back from his freshman season just throwing-wise, or he's got some kind of elbow injury from A.J. Epenesa hitting him in the Holiday Bowl. It could be death in Venice that they're hiding Corey Seager's back injury like they were. Remember that?
Oh, teams never do that.
Death in Venice.
Yeah. Or it could be the equipment manager's not rubbing the footballs up better.
He's not throwing
that any. That was Kate's.
Like, intermediate range, beyond that, it's not a clean spiral. And he bypassed surgery or rehab after the injury against Iowa. So just something to think about.
That happens, Petros. A good player, or sometimes even a guy that's showing greatness, all of a sudden doesn't become bad because there's nothing physically wrong with
him. He's not bad, but there's something wrong with his throwing
arm.
He's
not the same guy, and obviously.
They're 3-0, but they're acting like, you know, he's fine. It's like the ball's not coming out of his hand in the same way.
There you go.
They take on Colorado this Saturday, COVID pending, of course, and we'll talk about it. Thwack! How about this? Congrats to former Trojan JT Daniels, who finally saw the field for Georgia, and he led his Bulldogs to a 31-24 victory over Mike Leach's lowly Mississippi State Bulldogs. Doubled Bulldogs.
I was aware because Alex Wood, a proud Georgia Bulldog, tweeting throughout the entire game.
JT had a big stat game, 28 for 38, 400 yards, 4 touchdown passes. Did a great job in his first real game action in 14 months. Happy for him. Wish him the best. Proud that he stuck it out and waited to see the field. And when he did, he was ready. The Dogs have South Carolina and Vandy on the schedule, which should be two more easy wins for Georgia. Now, he did show me one negative, JT did. He twice, and I screamed at the TV, twice turned his back to the contact while getting rushed. And that's exactly, I mean, it was almost like exactly how he tore his knee against Fresno in the 2019 opener. And it's such a bad habit in the face of a rush. Now, of course, Georgia, which doesn't run an air raid, and their O-line hasn't been great this year. They're certainly not running the ball great, but they do a better job protecting a quarterback than SC does in their air raid, and they bring backs up, and the guy can step up and actually throw the ball and move around. But he did turn his back to the rush twice, and I was like, oh my God, he's going to get hurt again.
How do you break that habit? Is he Jim Everett scared of the contact, or
no,
what's going on?
No, it's not that. It's just a bad habit. I mean, I think it comes from being in the air raid. Like, it's like boxing. Like, you know, and forgive me for, I can't tell a quarterback how to elude a rush because I'm not a quarterback, but, you know, the easier way to elude a rush is going into it, you know, stepping up into the rush, like slipping a punch is, you know, moving forward as opposed to, you know, running backward.
Retreating. Then,
you know, or throwing it off your back foot, throwing a pick or something like that.
I'm sure John Papadakis would say, don't ever retreat.
Well, I saw that and it freaked me out. I wish one of his private coaches or college coaches or his dad would coach him up on how to take that as a hit.
Send him a DM.
Thwack. This week I got two games, two Fox games. Alex Faust and I scheduled for Utah State versus New Mexico on FS1 on a Thanksgiving afternoon, 4 o'clock kick.
I'll tune in for that.
And then Big Fox, big game. Stanford Cal. Can I have give him the axe chant? Give him the axe, the axe, the axe. Right in the neck. The neck. The neck. Stanford Cal, one of the great rivalries. Here we go.
We don't have all this chaos. So I need some friends to join me.
In a happier time for college sports.
Yes! 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 Yes!
More PMS to come in just a moment.
This is Petros and Money.
Back to Michelada Mondays on the Petros and Money Show. It's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Condition! Bat a yard. What's cracking, everybody? Welcome back. PMS on an I'm a Horse Monday, galloping through. Another great week and great sports talk. It's Thanksgiving week. We'll be on full show today, full show tomorrow and Wednesday. Matt will be back tomorrow. Today, David Vassay, the one and only at the Real _DB, Spectrum Sportsnet LA, MLB Network, and our Dodger presence right here on AM 570 LA Sports has been our co-host all day. We still have Anthony Lynn coming up in our next hour. We'll have some hot stove talk with Dave and go over every single free agent for the Dodgers. Are you ready for that, Dave?
I am ready.
Okay, so we're going to do that. Next hour, we have Anthony Lynn, and we will do the Dead and Alive guy until we get you to the Fox Sports Radio Network. But right now, it is time, brought to you by Chevrolet, for the Secret Textoso Rodeo Roundup.
The Secret Textoso line.
Sold out to Chevy.
A lot of anger toward David Vassay here.
No.
Yeah. Well, we took the calls a little earlier in the day, Dave. But
you encouraged this type of behavior.
P, when the hell are you just going to head slap David Vassay for acting like your butterbean? He bullies you 24/7 and you just let it slide. So why don't you slide? And then he writes it.
Yeah.
So
That's a good text.
There's one.
Congrats, buddy.
It's a BJ's home dating package day here on the Petros and Money Show. And this says BJ's and pork tros. And he does a little
I like that.
Picture of a pig.
Yeah, I like
a
that.
A mash
emoji.
Made in livestock heaven. Here's another one.
Oh, yeah.
Matt's going to freak out that patient zero is sitting in his chair. Might want to take a torch to it during the next BJ's Instagram Live. Now, first of all, we aren't allowed to burn things anymore in studio ever again, especially during an Instagram Live. And second of all, did you consider how Matt might feel about you coming in here and talking all over his mic and moving around his chair?
I have my own personal mic sock that goes over the microphone, so everything's on the up and up. And by the way, I'm the one guy he would want sitting in my chair, considering I have beaten coronavirus and I have the very special antibodies that you're waiting for, Petros, in a vaccine.
The 3 o'clock hour, right at the beginning, features David Vasse's COVID story. You guys can podcast that on the iHeartRadio app when this abomination of a show is over.
Oh, come on.
I'm kidding, Dave.
Jeez.
How about this one? Do Dave Vasse's family have shirts that say, "My dad went to the World Series and all I got was stupid COVID"?
Oh, yeah. I like that t-shirt. Make it for me. I'll wear it. Or they'll wear it.
Dave is lying about Turner because he doesn't want to admit to having ginger COVID.
Oh, okay.
Which is far worse.
Now that's uncalled for. That's the kind of people going
into the
gutter.
That's the kind of ignorance that we just can't have.
That's the going into the gutter.
That's just ignorance. The college whip, which we did just the last segment.
Yeah, tremendous.
Apparently Dave has never heard of it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And he probably hasn't heard the F1 report. He'd be begging for the whip around if he had.
Oh,
have you heard my F1 report? Do you like the F1 racing?
I've seen the tweets. I have tuned out when it comes on.
Well, you got to be that way, Dave.
Hey, by the way, I got a text here from a mutual friend, Mark Huska.
Uh-huh.
Bad news. Sorry to hear you had COVID. If I had known, I would have sent you and the family a Casa Bianca pizza. Good news? At least Petros can keep a secret.
See? I didn't tell anybody for like a week and a half.
Oh, maybe 5 days, because you wanted it for the show. See, it could benefit you and the clicks.
I'm not trying to click anything. I'm not trying to Jay Glazer this. Yeah. Like, hey, wait, you announced that you had COVID here.
You encourage that. Don't say it anywhere else. Don't say it on Rogan and Rodney. Save it for me on Monday.
All this BS aside, you need to have DV in the studio more often, P. Great chemistry. Well, F that.
Yeah. Hey, we've slept in the same hotel room together.
On a few occasions.
Yeah, a lot of chemistry there.
But now Kate's is my roommate.
I know.
At the real underscore DV if you want a piece of that bitch. We'll be right back with more PMS. We got some hot stove talk, Dave. You better get ready. I do have a fun fact. I was able to procure one for everybody. Anthony Lynn is going to join us, the Chargers head coach.
You just drooled down your shirt.
It's radio, Dave.
I'm just painting the picture.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Then your dead live guy birthday of the day brought to you by Surf City Steelworks. You know, that's unkind.
Just drool. Who knows what's going on with you? You're drooling all over the studio.
My tongue is too big for my mouth. I've had the same issue this whole time.
Well, that's a problem in these days.
Well, you've known it's been that way. And I know it is. Me and Clay Helton. We'll be back with more PMS. One more hour of great sports talk on an I'm a Horse Monday. Next.